I have a friend that's a fashion designer, and I told her, I said, I can see you that you need more. So why will you turn down clothes when you can actually take it? Get more tailors. Even if you want to be the one to cut, let them sew and supervise. Because I believe that some styles that in a day you can even sew 50. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Smart Growth. My name is Moyoluwa Nwevo, the brand designer of Bling Tees and More by Moyoluwa. And with me in the studio, I have Sophia. She's also a fashion designer. So I'll be asking her a few questions and let's see where we'll take it from there. You're welcome, Sophia. How are you doing?
I'm okay, ma. Thank you.
Love your hair, your glasses.
Thank you.
Looking good. So what do you do?
I'm a fashion designer.
Fashion designer. How long have you been in the business?
That's 2023. That's 2 years ago now.
That's about 2 years. So when it comes to fashion designing, what aspect of the female, male or unisex?
Female.
Just strictly female?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So how has it been like?
Well, what I would just say is God has been faithful. Especially when you said in Nigeria, get, and you know, one thing about fashion, like when I start, some people will be like, it all depends on your environment, where you're coming from, because me, I'm coming from mainland. But okay, one thing that I did was I never allow my environment to weigh me down, because I know where I'm going. So I keep striving. Yeah, there are some times I just look back, like, should I give up? Because even when you try to explain some things to your clients, they'll be like, isn't, how much are they selling this thing? How much is this? How much is this? Yeah, but me, I know what I want. Just have to. If you know you can't go for this, fine. But I will just explain and tell you, this is it. And we did, I'm moving.
So that's some of the challenges you have been facing, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I know when it comes to females, we have a lot of problem, right? I've been there, I'm there, so I understand you. So if you can explain, just share with us some lows you've had, you know, your fair share of arguments with clients, female clients and all, difficulties and how you actually managed it.
I'm challenged. Like some will tell you, how much are they selling Zip? How much is trade? how many hours we use? Is it not just to sit down, watch machine and just do it?
Just 30 minutes. You need to run this out now.
30 minutes. Like when I started before, there are some things, but thank God for exposure, because then, like, for me to control my anger is another challenge I was facing then. But thank God for good, like, I was pushing to meet people, talk to people. And I said to myself, I can't move on with this. So I just have to calm down. You will talk, you explain, I'll tell you, this is it. And funny enough, those people, because of the way I deal with them, they will still come back, which I'm grateful for. And I still have my own space to adjust, talk to myself.
So if I may ask you, like on the average, like how many customers do you think you have right now?
Yeah, like, let's say like maybe 200 then.
How do you cope with that? That's a lot.
Yes. Now I work from home.
Okay.
So but one thing there is I have people that do refer me. Like this person is this person.
Referrals. Yeah. Okay, so if you say you have about 200 customers, then that means you should have other people working with you.
Yes.
Like how many staff do you have working with you?
No, I don't have more staff, but what I do is I have friends, because I work from home. So I have people that are into fashion designers too, so I have to share and speak.
So you have to share, call other your other colleagues to come and help you.
Yes.
Okay, so if I may ask, I think, wasn't it last week there was an issue? I went somewhere for an occasion and it was just this issue we had. So my friends and a family, they gave their clothes to a particular fashion designer because they've seen the things she has made before. And unfortunately, what I ordered versus what I got was what they got. And I was looking at all their outfits and it wasn't looking very well. And they were all disappointed. And they found out that the person they gave the job to actually gave it to someone else. And the question I asked, I said, even if she gave it out to someone else, she should have at least monitored.
Yeah.
The outfits to be sure that the friend or the other fashion designer actually sewed to our own taste, like how she would definitely do. So do you do that for yourself? Because you're saying you give it to other people. Do you monitor?
Yes, I do.
How do you do that? Do you cut yourself or you tell them
I cut myself. I caught myself and I gave it to them and I explained to them.
You explained to them. And have you had any issues?
Just, you know, maybe twice.
Just twice. So
not that much.
So I would want to ask, so like where you are right now in your business, where do you see yourself in the next 2-3 years? And what are the things you think you can put in place, you know, take you there?
Yeah, when you talk about things I'll put in place, I think I'll keep striving, discipline, and more exposure.
Okay, so when you say more exposure, how do you want to go about that?
Yeah, I need to mingle with people that have the idea more than me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I want to ask also, how do you sell your products, market your products? What medium do you use?
Okay, I use my Instagram, my social media, and people that I know, I tell them, this is what I do.
This is what you do, and all. So I want to ask also, when it comes to your designs, you know, and all, do you think you know it all, or you think you can still go learn, you know, and add to...
Yeah, I'll still learn.
To go learn, right? Yeah. Because I see some fashion designers, you just say, I can't do this, I can't do that. And I'm wondering, you're a bit limited then. If you say you can't do this, okay, what about you going to learn, you know, to be able to, so that you can satisfy at least a lot of your customers and all? Are you working towards that?
Yes.
You know, and all right. So what do you think you can do also to turn over your revenues you're making right now? Or you think for you to have 200, you don't feel like turning over again?
I need more.
because 200 is a lot, actually, for one fashion designer.
I need more.
Okay. So I would want to ask, you said 200 customers. And for me, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. That's a whole lot of work. So do you have your space where you work?
Yeah, I work from home, but I have my space there.
You have your space there.
Yeah.
So do you think it would be better to actually take it out, your business out, to have a bigger space and have tailors, you know?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to doing that?
Sure.
Like, how many machines do you have right now?
Two.
You have two?
Yeah.
And you do all your finishing yourselves?
Yes, ma'am.
Yourself. Do you do your stonings and your beadings? Mm. And all? You actually contract?
Yes.
What about thinking of doing that also?
Yeah, that one too is a good idea. But I think even when I go for the training, I need somebody that will help me.
When you go for the training, right?
Yes.
Because definitely, you know, when it comes to business, you shouldn't be the one doing everything, actually.
Yes.
Like you say, you're having about 200. So let's say on the average, out of the 200, maybe it's just about maybe the 50 or 40. Even the 50 or 40 you're sewing for. In a month, that's still a lot. So I actually think for where you are now and the number of customers you say you have, you should not even be running with like a minimum of like 20 machines. Do you know that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, because I actually watched a video sometime online. It was, I think, someone in Maryland in the US where people go to braid hair. And she had a very big factory, you know, and she's not the one doing all the braiding, you know, and all. She had braiders. She does, yes, but she makes sure that she has put a level of organization there that things can actually run.
Yeah,
so I think it will actually make it better for you to actually start having to employ more tailors. Yes, more tailors. Some people have cutters.
Yeah.
So some people do the cutting, right? Some people do the joining, right?
Stoning.
Some people do the fit, exactly. Some people do the finishing, you know, and all. While you supervise, be sure that what your customers ordered from you versus what they get is going to be what? Going to be. So aside just, you know, having some difficult customers, what other challenges do you think your business is facing in Nigeria right now? Not easy to work.
Challenge, you know, sometimes you go to market to get some fabric, like the way they increase things. Yes, you go today, they'll give you this one, then you go tomorrow. Those tools are also part of the challenges too, but like I always say, we move.
So how do you undo that?
Now what I do is, sometimes if a client up to me like, I need this thing, I need this thing, well, I can't just give you price immediately.
Exactly.
Let me make inquiry.
Yes.
Then I'll get back to you. So
Yes, I think that's actually a smart one, because the way prices fluctuate right now, you will just shoot yourself on the leg where you just give them with the beads and the things you use, accessories for finishing and all. You can just go to the market in 2 days and it has changed, skyrocketed. Exactly. So that's actually, I think that's a good one. Sometimes you say that a lot of customers want to put you under pressure on the spot to just, how much will it cost? How much you should know? Can you just calm down? You know? What about light? I thought you were going to talk about, you know, light, power, you know. And all.
Yes. Then another thing again. So I think, yeah, lights, poopy, and you know, the stuff. So I think that's why when you're about to give price, you don't just give price. Calm down. Your expenses and everything then.
Okay, so I wanted to ask on that question right now. What are your policies, your business policies that you've put in place to actually help guide you, you know, to be able to balance some things with your customers so you don't get into some frictions? Anything you've put in place?
Okay, like most of the ones I'm close to, I don't bring friendship to my business.
The way I'm looking at your face. The way I'm looking at your face, I feel like, how? Money is my money. If you don't have, please go next.
Yeah, I don't bring family, because at the end they'll be the one telling you, share your working. Where is the money?
So do you collect your money, your 100% price, your money in advance, or you collect deposits, you know, and all?
I think deposits.
Okay, you do your deposits, the deposit for the fabrics, you know, and all. And when you're done, you now get the payment. Okay, so I want to ask again. A lot of people always complain about fashion designers. Like, you go to a fashion designer's shop, and the next thing you see a lot of fabrics down, you know, and all. And you're wondering, people are chasing them. My fabric, my wedding, my event is next week. My event is in 2 days. Why do we always have fashion designers get themselves into this kind of mess? I need you to explain to
okay,
me.
Okay, like if I will understand you, you mean as a fashion designer, they have job, but they will still call you more. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
You have a lot. Like, you have a shelf. You have a lot. Why don't you just take time to clear out your
You might have a lot of fabric you store in your shop. Some clients will just come and tell you, just keep this clothes for me. So you having them is not as if those clients need them down. Like me now, I still have some clothes, like, since last year. Sometimes I'll be like, your clothes is here. Why are you not coming for it?
Okay, so they are not coming for it. That's different. What I'm talking about, that they want your clothes, but you're not just sewing them.
No, so I work with my time.
You work with your time. Like, how many days do you give for delivery?
So if you're using your clothes, like, if you like repeat, you walk into them like, I need this thing, I'll tell you 2 weeks.
Okay,
and so it's all depending on the style. It's all depending on the style too.
Style. All right, that's a good one. It's nice talking to you.
Thank you,
Sophia. And I'm glad to see that you're doing well and you are putting a lot of things in place. And I hope to see that in the next 2 years. I go online, you know, and I just see Sophia and I'm like, oh yes, wow, she's doing well, you know. And no, because having that number of customers, it just shows that a lot is still coming, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And the way you manage the 200 will determine if they're going to, the 200 is going to turn to 250 or turn to 300, you know. And all. So thank you so much for coming to,
thank you, ma'am.
Yes, coming to studio today. And like I said, do you promise to sew an outfit for me? Are you going to be sewing an outfit for me? You think about it. And I hope you're not going to slash my neck.
No.
For it, right? Okay. Thank you so much, Sophia.
Thank you, ma.
Thank you so much.
Ma, please, do you have any idea for me?
Okay.
Coming up.
Yeah, so I think I've said it actually in the course of the, you know, the interview. First of all, I think the issues I've seen that a lot of fashion designers have is like, they want to do the whole job.
Yeah.
And I have a friend that's a fashion designer, and I said, I can see you that you need more. So why will you turn down clothes when you can actually take it? Get more tailors. Get them. Even if you want to be the one to cut, let them sew and supervise, because I believe that some styles that in a day you can even sew 50.
Yeah.
Especially we have all this ready-made boo-boo dresses and all. So I tell her, I said, if you're saying that I'm sorry, I can't take a fabric, that means you are made already.
Yeah.
But as long as some people are waiting, some people are waiting for customers to come and they don't even have customers. Yes. So you shouldn't have to turn a customer down, except you know that you are fully choked based on the capacity. But you know that you have 20 tailors. Yes, we can do, you know how many you can do in it. But if you know you are the only one doing the job, you will have to please believe that you should be able to expand. If not, your business is not going to move.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't have to be selfish. You're charging this from a particular fabric. You tell a friend, you know, or tell another tailor that's working with you. You already know how much you're going to be paying that particular tailor for that particular. So nobody's losing. You're making more money, and you're also creating what? Employment for other people. So I think you should look at it. And if you think that your house is no longer enough to contain you, then you should know that you should expand, right? And get a place. But fine, you know, the cost of rent right now in Lagos is a bit, you know, but you should know that based on your income, you should be able to take your business to the next level. Then also make sure that you leverage on your social media. Like you said, everyone should know you're a fashion designer. Some people, you see them on social media, all they're just doing is their beautiful face and beautiful eyes and all. And people are not even seeing what they can actually do. So when people come to your page, the first thing they should see is your what? What does Sophia, she's a fashion designer. You should be, you know, in the face of everybody, you know. And I'm sure that, you know, you can take it from there.
Thank you very much, Ma.
You're welcome, Sophia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.